you debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic. And we should stand up and say, we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. It is Sunday, April 29th, 2012. I am joined today by Greg Evenson, and his organization is the HeartlandUSA.com. He used to be a radio host. You're not doing any radio hosting nowadays, are you, Greg? I know you're pulling your hair out, running around, being very busy. Are you still doing a radio show anywhere?
Well, you know, I do have a radio show. I was off for about a year simply because of all the training I was doing, and that's eased up a little bit, and so I went back on just simply because time is so short, and I want to make sure we can do the best we can. It's Revelation Radio Network.
Oh, okay. Okay, because I know
radio
you...
Network.
Go ahead.
.org, and I'm on every other Monday, again, because of scheduling, 7 to 9 Eastern Time. We just have a powerhouse show. So it's, I'm glad to be back on doing that, but I sure do enjoy guesting with hosts like you. I tell you, it's a privilege for me to be with you.
Oh, well, thanks, Greg. I appreciate that. I know you used to be on RBN for a long, long time. In fact, when I first heard you, I have to admit, you know, it was just a few weeks before you were going to be ending your show, and I thought, I'll be damned, you know. It's the story of my life, well, a day late, a dollar short. You know what I mean?
Listen, I'm that way all the time, and my wife said it's because you're 62, and I said, no, it's just I'm overwhelmed. So anyway, but it's good to be sharing some time with you today. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you know, I wanted to ask you a couple of questions, Greg. Someone had sent me, about a month ago, sent to me an audio of you, and I didn't realize, because it was uploaded onto YouTube in March, that it was actually an audio from you talking about 2 years ago about something going to happen like in 30 to 45 days. I sent it off to John Stadtmiller, and he was playing it, and then somebody called into his show and said, oh, that's not new news, that's old news kind of thing. And so go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, just figure that, I never did ever like doing the, well, this looks like it's going to happen within blah, 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 because ultimately, 9 times out of 10, your timing is off or you didn't know what you were talking about. And I said, well, I've only done that once, and I said, I got caught with my britches at my ankle. So, you know, it's just you take the best information you have, and I've said over and over, I'd rather that people have the information and the tools by which they can make their decisions than not. But I've been very careful since then. I just don't do dates. I don't care if it happens tomorrow afternoon. I'm not saying it.
Yeah. And so then he called me up after the show. He said, that clip's 2 years old. I said, well, I didn't know. Somebody said it to me. It was uploaded on YouTube. I didn't think of calling you, and obviously neither did he. So then I was on guest. I was filling in for him the next night. He wasn't on, so I was filling in for him. And I was talking about that, but I had heard another clip, which was a recent one. I was listening to you on, is it Steve Quayle's show, I guess, this past March 1st you were on with him. But
the Omega Man.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I know
the Omega Man. Steve and I were guests on Shannon's show.
Yeah. And so I was listening to that intently because your background, of course, is law enforcement. For those who are not familiar with Greg Evenson, his background is law enforcement. He's an award-winning Kansas lawman and former Kansas state trooper. Police officer.
Yes.
And so he does, you do know from whence you speak, and I guess it would be safe to say, Greg, you certainly have your ear to the ground and have contacts with all kinds of people in positions who would be privy to information, if you will, that the rest of us just aren't going to be hearing out of the mouth of any of these mainstream media people, you know, the 6 o'clock news on Fox or NBC or whatever, pick anyone, doesn't make any difference.
You're right on the money with that.
Yeah. So what kinds of things should people know today, Greg? What do you think's, there's so many things. You said you were overwhelmed. You're running around. You've got so many things going on. Everybody, I think, feels overwhelmed. And I think the American people are very tense and they're very unsure of which direction to go in. it's very hard, I find, to get through that bubble that people have surrounded themselves with to believe what you're telling them is true. They don't want to believe it, Greg. They want to continue to think that, if we get a Republican in November, that things will change, and anybody but Obama, and it was anybody but Bush the last time, and they just don't want to give up that delusion that they've lived with for so long. It's like sitting in a warm, wet diaper. It may be wet, but it's warm, so why not?
Well, and unfortunately, there are a lot of them that that are doing just that. Look, if you have eyes to see and ears to hear, I was talking to a former, I'll just say New York area, police officer just before you and I chatted a few minutes ago, and I couldn't quite... I certainly believe it, because he said there's another guy with him that witnessed it. But the things that are happening that are so clear that you cannot deny, it may be in your comfort zone to deny whatever it is you see or hear or you know of. You know, your city council has just voted on this, or the county commission has done this or that, and your state and fed, they're all doing something. How do we do this? How do we allow Russian troops to come in and train in a scenario that says there's been a CIA problem, and so we're now at Denver International Airport training, and that's scheduled for a little later in May. Now that's coming out of public announcements.
Exactly.
They want to offset people going, what are Russian troops, Spetsnaz troops, which are the equivalent of our special forces, what are they doing at Denver International Airport? What is going on here? Could it be that those things that we said a year or two ago about the Denver area being a hotbed for alternate government location and all that, could that possibly be true? Well, you be the judge. I don't try and convince people anymore. I simply give it to them and say, now do with it what you will. But
yeah.
The watchman on the wall, the one that looked out and saw the dust cloud coming with the horses and armies, and then the second warning was when they could actually see them, and the third warning was when they're at the gate. We're at the third warning.
Yep.
I don't know how much more we can tell people today, tomorrow, or the next day. This is well beyond that which is needed to convict somebody of evidence in a courtroom beyond a reasonable doubt, and yet people are in that doubt cloud because they don't want to know. They choose not to.
No, they truly do, and it is so unfortunate for us. But I stumbled upon this preacher, and I don't have it in front of me. I should have brought it in the room with me where I'm doing the whole show. This preacher who was preaching back in the late 50s and early 60s, was it Swift, I think his name was, Dr. Swift? I don't know. Maybe on break I'll get it and say his name and you may recognize him. But he had written an article. This was about the watchman on the wall. And so when you said that, I thought, God, how ironic. I just read this morning, reading about what this man was talking about, what was going on then, warning people about who had infiltrated our government, these treasonous individuals, yet people chose not to listen. And I would have to say, Greg, 60 years ago, there were a lot more people who were aware of what was going on. There were a lot more professing Christians in this nation, a lot more people who bothered to go to church, a lot more people who were I'm going to say patriotic, but understood the fundamental principles of freedom and liberty as specified in our Constitution. I would say there's a lot more people who were aware of those things then than there are today in 2012. And yet, it wasn't stopped.
And why does that happen? It happens because part of the great agenda, and I'll just tell you flat out, I had a military officer tell me, look, he said, you know, military intelligence, military operations, black ops, psychological operations, psychological warfare. He said it's all part of the same package, which is if we disarm figuratively and literally the American people, then what are they going to say except, okay, are you going to be by here to help me out? I'm out of food. Are you going to protect me because my house just was blown away? Whatever it is, we are being conditioned entirely for just that.
Yep. Yes, exactly. We truly are. Hang on, Greg. We got to hit a break. 3 minutes. We'll be back. Greg Evison is my guest. RevelationRadioNetwork.org. Every other Monday, 7 to 9 Eastern Time. We'll be back. Don't change that dial. TheHeartlandUSA.com is his website.
This is Popeye from Down the Rabbit Hole in Federal Jack. Don't miss an Orion Talk Radio exclusive. My interview with Judith Farry Baker, the girlfriend of Lee Harvey Oswald. She knows things that your government doesn't want you to hear.
This is the last interview, Popeye, I'm ever going to have from, as they say, until October of 2013.
I know we had mentioned before about John Jr., and you had said that they even killed him.
This is very sad, but Lee said they're going to get them all, and he believed that even the children would eventually get killed.
Don't miss an Orion Talk Radio exclusive. My interview with Judith Farry Baker, the girlfriend of Lee Harvey Oswald. She knows things that your government doesn't want you to hear. Hear the exclusive 5-hour interview with Judith Farry Baker this Sunday from 1 to 7 Eastern Standard Time right here on the Orion Talk Radio Network.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water, PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Maxine, the Orion Talk Radio spokeschick. As a listener, you can help spread the word about the Orion Talk Radio Network. Let others know about the programming you like on our network and point them to our website. Visit our Facebook page and make sure you like us and share us with your Facebook friends. We're also on Twitter and YouTube. And when you go to OrionTalkRadio.com, check out our Zazzle.com store where sales help support our network. This is Max. Thanks again for listening.
Listening to Orion News Talk is even easier to do with your smartphone.
Yo, check it out.
If your cell phone accepts software apps, the best way to listen to your favorite radio is with TalkStream Live or TuneIn Radio. Just download the app and then do a search for Orion Talk Radio. Save us as a preset, and you can take us with you wherever you go. At work, the gym, at the store, or on the road. Anywhere you need to go, we'll be with you. Orion News Talk, news and views beyond the mainstream media.
Hey everybody, we're back. My name is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. I will link to my guest Greg Evanson's website, which is theheartlandusa.com, and his radio show, which is on Monday nights, every other Monday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So when we went to break, Greg, you were talking about what's going on in Denver, and I was just talking to a woman last night who lives out in Colorado, and we were, you know, it's just so bizarre. Why would we have these foreign troops operating within our borders? It just makes absolutely no sense. But it certainly does. Go ahead.
Maggie,
I'm sorry.
It makes perfect sense. If you look at again the conditioning aspect of this, there are reports, and I've seen troops myself. In various institutions, I've had many reports of restaurants and Walmart and other normal institutional things that people do where troops have come in who are speaking foreign languages, some German, some Scandinavian, some Russian. Why would they be in the United States unless there was a plan to integrate their force ability with our own in the face of what? Overwhelming civil disobedience, cataclysmic event of some kind. Look, there is a plan, Maggie. These things, the amounts of money, hundreds of millions and billions of dollars being spent on this, is not for just a lark. It's not to amp up somebody's training regimen. It is because they have an agenda that is being pursued, and the preparation of that, in part of it, is getting foreign police services trained in this country. Indianapolis was doing that, and other cities. Look, it's happening in front of our eyes, and we're sitting there worried about whether or not we're going to get our kids on time to their soccer game tomorrow afternoon.
Yep. Yep. And no, if I would have finished that sentence, Greg, I would have said it makes no sense other than all of this stuff is preparing people to be under total control, in my opinion, in my uneducated or, you know, I have no background. But in my opinion, this prepares people, all this constant TSA crap. They're on the buses now. They're in train stations. They're in the mall. They're everywhere you go. People spying, monitoring, watching, recording. You know, all of this stuff primes us to be this, to be a normal thing in our neighborhoods, just like the schools with all of these police officers in the schools, and the kids go through metal detectors, and these kids being arrested for nonsense, taken, fourth graders taken out of class and arrested by the police and handcuffs. I mean, it's just illogical. It's bizarre, but it does get you all accustomed to things.
There are three things: money, control, and power, that are the gold coins of the currency of the power elite in the world, the world governance crowd. Money, power, and control. If it's money control, banking control, driver's license control, gun control, educational control, whatever, it's control, control, control. And they have to have some method then to enforce the penalty sections of law. You see, law only has an effect on us if there is a penalty clause written at the end of the law. Failure to obey, failure to go along with this results in a fine and or imprisonment. And everything that's being written, everything that's been written in the last basically 80, 90 years has all had the effect of punishment, a penal code at the end. Before that, laws a lot of times were advisory. And the law was written for general voluntary compliance. And they were written to be a guide, but they didn't write them as this is a federal guide. They called it a law so people would say, well, you know, this is really something I should follow. But when they started enacting the penalty clauses at the federal, state, and local levels, then all of a sudden you've got approaching 5 million laws and ordinances in the United States, the vast majority of which have penalty clauses. And for what reason? There's some times where I can't obey one law, Maggie, without breaking another someplace.
Yeah.
We're just surrounded by that kind of control. And so you say, well, how am I going to have anything to say about my destiny or my family's destiny or my children's? Well, you really don't, because everything is being funneled down one road. You get on that road, and there's no exits. You're in the crowd until you reach the end of the road, whatever that is. And we are facing that now. Why else would we be looking at a G8 summit in Chicago that is so potentially difficult to control with all the known protesters and the unknowns that are going to show up? Why is it, then, I'll ask you the open question and your listeners, you decide. This is a headline. Milwaukee Red Cross told to prep for Chicago evacuation during NATO summit. Now, that's a headline, and it's dated Chicago yesterday. That's one thing. The plane that came in from Detroit and landed at Midway 2-3 days ago now and was quarantined for a period of time, they acted on that plane so fast that the passengers didn't even get to the gangway. And they were held on that plane for some time until this position was made, and I'll tell you what, they've kept it so quiet. I'm not sure what that disposition is. Allegedly, a man from Africa was on that plane and had contracted some kind of problem. I've not seen the end result. I think it probably has disappeared into Chicago medical records. It may have been something rather innocuous. It may have been something more than that, but we don't know. It's like what happened in Santa Monica, I believe it was. I may be wrong on the city. Malibu. It may be in Malibu. I'm not sure, but there was a man that worked at a restaurant out there about a month ago, stumbles out from the back, drops dead on the floor, bleeds out. And,
ooh, sounds like Ebola, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Sounds like Ebola virus.
None of that. That's correct. And now, the authorities out there, the health authorities, immediately put a clamp on it. You can't Google that. You can't go anywhere and find any comment about that. Now, is it something really serious? I don't know. None of us know. Is it suspected? Well, yeah. I think movies like Contagion are released by Hollywood to give us an uptick about what's going to happen. I have a very good friend who is a retired Marine Corps colonel who works at a level 4 research lab, and he said, frankly, he said, we're trying to defeat those diseases that have been weaponized that, if put into the general population, would be border-to-border, coast-to-coast in the United States in 3 days. They've got one they're looking at now called Burkholderia. It is a bovine disease that apparently has either been weaponized or skipped species, 90-plus percent fatality rate. So what more do we need on the buffet of disaster here to get our heads out of our collective backsides and make some plans for what you're going to do? That's what I live for. That's what I do. On radio, I write for that at News with Views. I teach it across the country. People come to my 20-acre retreat up here in Michigan. I train people a couple, three times in the summer, get groups together. That's what I do. Why do I do it? Because I want to help people. I want to get them ready. Because make no mistake, we don't have to put a date on this. All you have to do is look at the imprints that are being left by federal agencies of all kinds, federal law enforcement, state and local law enforcement of all kinds, and everything that's connected to that by an umbilical, whether it's banks or a state legislatures, whatever it is. And we're working toward a single goal, and that goal is not good for freedom, liberty, personal destiny, decision-making, and all the rest of it, the United States. We are controlled, or they will, well, they'll control us.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It
or
really
attack
is.
Us.
Well, they're doing that right now, I'd say, Gray, in a variety of ways with all these different rules and regulations that they've implemented. And you're up in Michigan, so you probably are aware of the pig farmers up there who have slaughtered their own pigs, that the yes. Department of Natural Resources claimed their pigs were domesticated pigs they raised were somehow this invasive species and feral, and that they were going to come on their property as of April 1 and shoot their pigs if the farmers didn't slaughter their pigs. Now, I know there's a couple farmers who have yet. Go ahead.
The Department of Natural Resources, and I know a couple of the wardens up here, they're good people. It's like police officers. A great good number of them are good people. They're just being led by bad people with bad instructions. And the same thing is happening with the Michigan DNR. I can give you all kinds of horror stories, but I don't condemn all the men and women that are working for the organization, but I'm saying that if they're following some moron law that Lansing, Michigan has put into effect, and I know one of our state senators down there very well. I would call him a personal friend. I've even sat in church services with him. And we didn't listen much to the sermon as we talked back and forth, but I'll tell you this. I'm questioning him and others and saying, what are you doing?
Exactly.
What are you allowing to happen in this state? How can you justify, how can you put a stamp of approval on these kinds of actions where you've got men and women who are own farms and have invested in livestock, and you're coming in and telling them to shoot their own animals?
Exactly.
For what gain? That you had one feral pig somewhere that had a snot full of something he shouldn't have had? And you're coming out. What is this? It's control, control,
exactly.
Control, and it is in an effort to say ultimately, if you do not do this, you're going in handcuffs, Mr. Farmer. Well, let me tell you, where I live in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, I got farmers just down the road here that are just waiting for that day with a little grin on their face because they say, taking me to jail.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Is that common sense? Is that good? No. But it's desperation by desperate people who are ready to do desperate things because a supercilious, arrogant, dictatorial government is out of bounds.
Well, you know, I had the one farmer up there, Mark Baker, on my show a few weeks ago, and he said he was drawing a line in the sand. And, you know, you can say that these people who are going on these people's farms, these DNR workers with their SWAT gear on, and going on the farms and terrorizing the families, you can say that they're good people. But you know what? There is a point in time, Greg, where you may be a good people. You're just following orders. Well, just following orders no longer flies.
Well, Maggie, Nuremberg determined that, and make no mistake, I'm simply not willing to put a blanket indictment on every person who wears a badge. I won't do that.
Well, I don't either. But if they're following orders and doing these things and saying no, I'm not going to do that, then they are the problem as well. If you're going to stand there and just go along, there's something wrong with you. Because
I couldn't agree more. And what I'm saying is, some of these good men have made the decision that if you're going to destroy my lifestyle and you're going to jeopardize my family, then I consider that a personal assault, one of the highest order, and I'll respond accordingly.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to go any further, but you can read between the lines on that.
Yeah, yeah. Greg, I'm telling you, what's going on in this nation is just tragic. It makes me so crazy because you try to tell people these things and they continue to just look the other way and ignore it and pretend nothing is wrong. Well, if what you're saying to me is really true, why isn't it on the 6 o'clock news? I honestly, the stupidity that abounds, the ignorance. People have a devotion to their ignorance, Greg, that is so.
Perfect way to put that. Perfect way to put it. Look, if you don't have eyes to see and ears to hear, and you want to live in the comfort zone, and that comfort zone is taking you from reality, and it's jeopardizing your very existence, your ability to feed yourself, to have any kind of say in your future, to make sure that your children go to a school that's going to really teach them and not just indoctrinate them, and on down the line, the entire thing, if you're going to live in that world, and it's more important that my son or daughter get to a soccer game this afternoon, like I mentioned before, and there's nothing wrong with soccer in itself, but if you're sacrificing knowing what you need to know to get through the day today and prepare for tomorrow, then you have dropped the ball. You are responsible, and you will be held accountable, I believe, in this life and in the next, in my view, in my faith system, for not doing what you should have done.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, I mentioned in the beginning of the show about people, you know, going to church, not going to church. Well, when we know what we know now about all of the churches, or 99% of them, having been infiltrated and taken over by these one-worlders, this new world order, these people who are leading their flock, these preachers who lead their flock astray, that you're going to find there's only a handful of people who are actually telling you the truth. Look for the most scorned individual out there, you can probably bet that's the one who's telling you the truth.
Well done. That's exactly correct. The 501c3 churches, the Lyndon Johnson go to hell churches, that they said, if you take this exemption, then you can't speak about this and that. Who would want to have their hands tied? Where's the black regiment? Those people referred to as the men and women who wore black robes, predominantly men back in the colonial days. And where were they standing in the pulpits, exhorting the people to do what was right, to stand up for freedom, to actually fight the British? They said that. And where are preachers today? They're worried about butts and bucks. They want to make sure that they don't offend anybody for any reason. Well, I will tell you, God himself will hold those people accountable.
Oh, it's so true. And look at, you know, I'm sure you're probably familiar with Reverend Ted Pike. And when that hate crimes legislation was being pushed, he was trying to alert all of these evangelical leaders, all of them, Pat Robertson, all of them, to what was going on, how this would prevent someone in a pulpit from speaking what their heartfelt biblical belief was. And yet these people did nothing. It was a minute before midnight when maybe they decided to send a little alert out to all the 80 million or so evangelicals in this nation. Of course, they sent it out when they knew it would be of no effect because it was too late in the game. They sat silent to allow these things to go on. It's incredible.
Well, look, Dr. James Dobson, I don't know if you've ever heard the name before.
Yes.
But a great man of God. Focus on the Family was his show. I know Jim personally. I know his family. I know his dad. His dad used to teach him at American Nazarene University. I taught there myself. I'm saying this for this reason. Jim stood for the right things, and he said, this is not right, along with several other things. Ultimately, it fractured Focus on the Family. He left. And they've gone their way. But it doesn't matter anymore about truth, is my point. Jim was a purveyor of the truth, and other good men are. But ultimately, all assets are brought to bear to bring down that individual or that ministry or that effort in the general population to make people aware of Agenda 21 and all that goes with that UN regulation on what you're going to do and what you won't do with your own land and your own assets and all the rest of it. One more time, it's about control. It is dictatorial. It is tyrannical. It is a revival of Nazism in this country. I say that with not the slightest doubt that I'm accurate about that, both in terms of the state police organizations generally, not just a Michigan State Police, but state police in general across the country. We now have a Gestapo. We now have the Homeland Security, which to me is the equivalent of the SS. We have the Southern Poverty Law Center, a communist organization run by a pervert named Morris Dees that is out there trying to influence the Homeland Security people as to who they consider an enemy of America and who they don't. And I guess I'll have to just go on and tell you that I'm one of those at the top of their list. It's printed. You can go to their website and find their terrorist organizations. Under Michigan, I'm number 4. So what does that say to you? It says they cannot possibly take any dissenting opinions. If I'm making inroads, they're going to demonize me. They're going to take me to the mat. They're going to start really throwing the nasty stuff at me because I am telling the truth. They can't get me on morals. They can't get me on theft. They can't get me on those kinds of things. So they're just simply going to say now that I'm a domestic terrorist.
Yeah.
Or I'm one that is a danger because I say the truth. I talk positively about the Constitution and the effect of law it should have. I talk positively about Jesus Christ, and I want him in the public square. I am a terrorist because I believe that. Now, that's how far this has come. And I have people in Texas, Tennessee, and states across the country saying, Greg, when is this going to be over? When are we going to fight? And I'll be very honest with you, Maggie. You may not want to go here today, and I'm not going to go any further than just say this.
You can say, Greg, you're welcome to say anything you'd like to say.
Well, I don't want people to think that I'm inflaming anybody. That's up to them to decide. But what I'm saying is that people have had it. They've had all their choices taken. They, in some cases, their property. In some cases, their assets out of the banks. By what? A criminal nothing IRS? By people who make it their life's work to destroy people because of their beliefs? Now, look, I don't go out. There's communists in this country, and there's one in the White House.
But
I'm not going out here trying to destroy those people's lives. There are gay people out here who claim that lifestyle is the best thing since baked bread. It's just going to send them to hell, but, you know, it doesn't matter. I don't go out here and I don't confront somebody and say, well, you're a gay? Well, then I want to fist fight you. I don't do that. But I don't expect people either to take me to the mat and to make complaints like they did here not very long ago. The state representative, who I will give him, he's now out. He retired. His name was Bart Stupak. And they called him, and he's the one that held out for a while saying that he was pro-life.
Anti-abortion, pro-life, I remember him.
Correct. And Supak was my representative here, and I will say to his credit publicly that he said to that person who called and was complaining that I was saying these things publicly, public meetings in my area, he said, so what, you're saying the guy doesn't have a right to free speech? And so, you know, I'd give him credit for that. I don't give him credit for anything else. But I give him credit for that. Now, why he said it, I don't know. But the point is, when I'm being demonized and marginalized and kept on the outside because I hold the system, the belief system that I do, not only my faith, but I believe that our Constitution is indeed the finest document ever written. Is there mistakes in it? Are there things I'd like to change? Sure. But I'm not going to argue with anybody about that. But am I saying 60 million babies that are killed, even the Nazis didn't come that close? So where does that leave us? Oh, God bless America. Yeah, I don't think he's going to. And I will tell you that flat out. You better be preparing for what is coming, wherever it comes from and for whatever reason. That's what I do. And I have yet to have a single living human being come up to me, call me, send me an email, or say, you know what, Greg, when you were here training that course, we just couldn't stand it, what you were saying, because you're so wrong. Every single time, people have said, I just wish you'd said it more. I've got 3-star generals, retired, that have called me and said, Greg, you were absolutely right. I heard you on this radio show, or I'm going to be on this radio show with you. And I've got one coming up that way with General Boykin, Green Beret, 3-star general. And these men are telling me, look, the only thing I disagree with you about is that you didn't say it strongly enough. And I said, what, me? Didn't say it strongly enough? Are you kidding me? He said, well, you know, they laugh and they say, well, look, it cannot be said strongly because the American people are asleep. They are just listening to the humming sound of those people who are trying desperately every day to legislate one more thing that can be in our way of freedom. And I indict John Boehner. I indict Mitch McCollum. I indict every Democrat that ever thought about being a Democrat. Then there may be an exception or two, but I don't know them. And I'm saying, what are you people doing? We elected you to go to Washington to defend our rights and to make this country more free domestically, internationally, financially, and all you've done is brought us to abject ruin. How can you possibly stand there and pontificate on Fox News? And, of course, everybody watches Fox because that's the truth. No, it's not. And yep. You're going, okay, I like this. I'm going to be able to deal with this. No, you're not. They have legislated you into a box, into a corral. There is one gate out, and that's their way. So if you like that, just get ready because there's more coming.
Yep, yep. There's no doubt about it. There is a storm coming this way that is of unimaginable proportion, that the American people are just asleep at the wheel. It is incredible to me, just astounding. And I don't know, you know, sometimes you get so frustrated with all this stuff, Greg, because you think, well, what's the magic word I need to say that will get people to wake up? I don't know, but I do hear cue music, though. So hang on, Greg. We're going to hit another break. We will be back in 3 minutes. Don't change that dial. We are coming back. Greg Evison is my guest. TheHeartlandUSA.com. He teaches you how to survive. Might be a good place to contact. We'll be back in 3.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly worldwide in discreet packaging and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
Are you a frequent flyer business traveler? Are you tired of paying exorbitant ticket prices to fly business or first class? Well, now you don't have to. Visit FlyFirstClass.com to find out how you can travel in style and comfort to hundreds of locations around the world while saving 40 to 70% on your airfare. FlyFirstClass.com has been serving corporate and leisure travelers the world over since 1998. They are a professional company providing professionals with first-class service and total reliability. How about flying from Miami to Paris, round trip per person, business class from $3,300, or first class from $4,600? Or a flight from the 48 states, Canada, or Alaska to South America, business class starting at $3,300, or first class starting at $4,600. Make no mistake, these are flights on major commercial airlines. So before you book your next flight, log on to FlyFirstClass.com and see how much money you can save. That website is FlyFirstClass.com, FlyFirstClass.com.
This is Popeye from Down the Rabbit Hole in Federal Jack. Don't miss an Orion Talk Radio exclusive. My interview with Judith Farry Baker, the girlfriend of Lee Harvey Oswald. She knows things that your government doesn't want you to hear.
This is the last interview, Popeye, I'm ever going to have from, as they say, until October of 2013.
I know we had mentioned before about John Jr., and you had said that they even killed him.
This is very sad, but Lee said they're going to get them all, and he believed that even the children would eventually get killed.
Don't miss an Orion Talk Radio exclusive, my interview with Judith Farry Baker, the girlfriend of Lee Harvey Oswald. She knows things that your government doesn't want you to hear. Hear the exclusive five-hour interview with Judith Farry Baker this Sunday from 1 to 7 Eastern Standard Time right here on the Orion Talk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, we're back. Greg Evison is my guest. RevelationRadioNetwork.org every Monday night, every other Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. So, Greg, in that interview that you were giving with you and Steve were on the other show, you had mentioned some of the things that they have the capability of doing and how fast they can swoop in. And if I recall correctly, it was like 4 minutes to close off a road.
Well, that's correct. And I just want to say this, Meg. I know that's how it's going to be, but I want people to make sure that I'm the same guy. Actually, my name is Evenson with all long E's. But that, you know, that's just because my grandmother decided one night when she was mad at my granddad it wasn't going to be Evenson. So
okay.
Anyway, you know what? That's okay. I've been called a lot worse, trust me. But the thing is, you see, people say, well, this just isn't possible. And I'm saying, oh, yes, it is possible. In fact, the Wisconsin sheriff that's just into the first county east of the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, which is just into Minnesota, maybe 10, 15 miles, he said, look, we get the word that there is an action that has occurred or something that we must contain our area. He said, my troops will be out and on the interstates with all roads shut down within 4 minutes. Now, if you stop and consider, Maggie, that I'm told by state troopers in the Midwest that they have been issued CDs for their onboard in their squad car computers. They're locked in an evidence safe in their trunk or back seat, and the CD is a doomsday CD in case communications cut off with state headquarters or higher authority, that they pull out these CDs and that's their last operating orders. And the supervisors are checking weekly to make sure that they have not been opened or tampered with. If they have, it's immediate dismissal from the force, and so there'll be no leaks about what's on them. But
you know,
if they're going to this extent, I'm going to say one more time, why spend that money? Why ramp up and amp up this training on a level never seen in the history of armed forces, that is domestic police forces, in the history of our nation? Why are they doing it in the last year, and toward what end? I have to ask that. I mean, if I were in court and the prosecutor says, why did this happen? Where did this occur? What did you do? There are questions that demand answers, and these answers are very simple. They are preparing for an agenda that will control the American people right into internment camps. Oh, that's not happening, Greg. Well, then Google Halliburton. Google U.S. Army, and you will find they will even tell you where the internment camps are. You don't take my word for it? Google it and find out. People have dared me on that, and I said, go ahead. And they have. They call me back, said I was wrong. It's there. The same kind of things that they advertise for internment guard specialists in the National Guard. Those ads are out there for people to join the National Guard to specialize in being a prison camp guard. What more needs to be said, Maggie? Or is it just abject, complete, total, in the face of everything denial?
Yeah. I really don't know what else needs to be said, because when you look at what it is that the people just refuse to see, and it reminds me of something I read, and I'm trying to find it here. The public has a childlike trust in its leaders, especially presidents. The charge that they really belong to a sadistic, criminal, traitorous syndicate is a betrayal on the scale of incest. We respond with denial and anger. We don't want to admit that we are dupes and our perception of reality is false. Dumbed down, we are incapable of common sense and concerted action. We refuse to contemplate what they may have in store. Better to ridicule the messenger and change the channel.
Well, that's a perfect description. I wish somebody had come out with that 50 years ago, but it's absolutely correct. And if you put it that way, then what's the next step? The next step is, you see, it's a lot less expensive. It's a lot less time-consuming if you just ignore this and say, well, the government will take care of me. I mean, that's what I pay my taxes for. And they're going to come by with a deuce and a half and drop off 2-3 cases of MREs at least once a week. And so we'll be just fine. No, you won't. And they won't. And if you add up all of those things that you're counting on, you are the spoiled brat child that wants everything his own way, and you're unwilling to see just over the hill. Dad said, don't go there, but you see, just over that hill is a burning field. You don't want to go there. You're going to get hurt. It's not going to be good for you, but oh, no, we're going to do it. Why? Just because we can, and we can disobey, or we can not obey at all, and we're just going to go our way no matter what. Well, then be prepared for the consequences, Maggie, because the consequences would be great than anything seen since the founding of this country or the inhabitants arrived to colonize this continent. Nothing in the history of mankind comes close to this. You say, well, there were the internment camps and the concentration camps of World War II. Well, that's true. There were, and many people died. And they were just under the impression that, well, they were just going to go along with the German soldiers. They were going to go wherever they were told, and they got into boxcars, and they had to travel for 2 days. They couldn't sit down, they couldn't lay down, they couldn't go to the bathroom, but they were taken to this place of refuge called Auschwitz. And then they had, on the one side of it, they had a death camp, and the other side, they had an internment camp. For what purpose? Well, basically to kill people. And you say, well, that can never happen in America. And I'm going to tell you right now that the plans are out there to do just precisely that. And the Nazi plan that has been kept in the top drawer for some time has been reactivated, and we're in the midst of it now. And if you say, Greg, you're crazy, well, then you prove me wrong. You tell me where the Pentagon doesn't have the plans to take warfare to communities in this nation. You tell me that the border people don't have barricades already in place on U.S. 50 highway at the Indiana-Ohio state line, that people reported to me, called me on the car. I was north of Green Bay, Wisconsin, and they were saying, you got to hear this. This is what's happening. Another guy says, I went into a restaurant in Ohio. I had my kids in there. We're going to get something to eat at McDonald's. And he said two guys, 7 feet or taller, came in, very strange-looking guys, in some kind of weird-looking uniform. And he said when the guy pulled his billfold out, he had 6 fingers. Now, what does all this mean? Well, it may mean absolutely nothing, but just weird. But it may mean other things. As Steve Quayle and I have talked about on Shannon's show, The Omega Man, we are trying to be the watchman. We're trying to say there are 3 warnings. And you're in the last. What more do you need? Don't come crying to me. Don't whine to me, America, when you can't feed your family. Don't tell me that it's somebody else's fault because you don't have a prescription or two set back. You've got some natural medicines back there that will help that child with a deep cough that may get worse and there's no place to go. What are you going to do? Have you got clean water? Have you got a water purifier? Have you got freeze-dried foods? Have you got whatever it is that you've got or should have? Or do you not? And are you waiting for me to provide it? Are you waiting for Lansing, Michigan, or Springfield, Illinois to provide it? If you are, you're making the worst mistake of your life.
Yeah. Yeah, well, everybody always waits for somebody else to do it, somebody else to take
the
lead.
We're going to blame somebody else. We're going to wait on somebody else to take care of what we should have done.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's unfortunate.
I'm sorry, Maggie. I'm a little bit hot today because I told you just before we chatted that I've been on the phone all morning, and it's true. I've talked to police officers from around the country. I had one call me from out east. I won't even give this general location because I don't want to give them away, but it was in a great metropolitan area out northeast. He said, I went by a location the other day. He said it's a national cemetery, and he said I counted over 100 rows of prefabricated all-weather coffins, caskets. They were lined up 100 deep, 100 rows at least for a quarter mile. He said, Greg, what would they be doing there? And I said, well, maybe they buried all those people in the National Cemetery without caskets. I don't know. I can guess. I can speculate. And you got people listening to the show right now, Maggie, going, oh, my God, here we go. Here's another one of those deals. Well, let me tell you, I didn't make this up. This guy called me and said this morning, he said, I don't know, what do I do with information like this? I said, well, I broadcast it as you can, but get on with your preparation plans, because they got 10,000 unused caskets laying in a national cemetery. There's got to be some reason for it. And I get calls like this daily. I won't even go into some of this stuff, because people are already shellacked, Maggie. They're already glazed over with the discussion. We've only been on the air less than a half hour. So, you know, but that's the days we're living in, Maggie. There are no other alternatives here. If there were, I'd give them to you. But yeah. I'll tell you this, and Steve Quayle and I are in complete agreement, as are others that I talk to on the radio frequently, and I'm interviewed by, I will tell Butch Paw and some of these others, I will tell you this, that your number one priority is to make sure that you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, the Savior of the universe. You make sure you've got that done, and then everything else comes second. Store some foods, get some ammo and some firearms, so that when the pirates come by, you know, you can tell them, oh, you better go on to the next place, because you come here, you're going to die. And on it goes. Are you going to be prepared? Many are not. Many are saying, I don't care, I'll just let it happen. Whatever's going to happen, I can't do anything about it anyway. And that's the way they're going to live. I don't live like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, unfortunately, that is the way it is. I'm just hoping, Greg, and maybe it's just wishful thinking, I'm hoping that a lot of the military and the police who are tasked with implementing this doomsday CD will say, wait a second, I got to live in this world, too. I'm not going to do this. I'm not turning on my own citizens, my own people.
Well,
that's what I'm hoping for.
If they can do it in Russia, and when Yeltsin finally surrendered there at what they call the White House in Moscow, that big state building that was shelled and burned and all the rest of it. If they can do it, why can't we do it?
Greg, I hate to do this, but the music's playing.
Sure,
we're running out of time. Thanks. Come on with me anytime. I'd love to have you on. Thanks for joining me today, Greg. I appreciate it so much.
Take care.
Take care.